inbound intracompany and outbound logistics. Here we discuss inbound logistics, intracompany orders and transfer orders, and outbound logistics at a high level. Each of these processes is explored more throughout this section, including breakdowns of their tactical level processes. Inbound logistics. Effective execution of a procurement strategy ultimately depends on logistics. Within logistics is a group called inbound logistics. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, inbound logistics is 1. The group in charge of moving materials from suppliers or vendors into production processes or storage facilities. 2. The actual movement of such material. The inbound logistics team works with procurement/purchasing professionals responsible for buying materials and services. In some organizations, inbound logistics will fall within the procurement function organizational structure, which could hinder transportation optimization to some degree. Even when this is not the case, procurement is a major stakeholder for inbound logistics. Procurement's purpose is to integrate materials flow according to material requirements planning. Procurement generates purchase orders for a variety of materials, products, and services that are integral to the production of final products, as well as purchases of finished goods for resale or internal use. Inbound logistics is tasked with moving the raw materials to the desired locations and staying in contact with suppliers regarding shipping dates, lead times, exceptions, and so on. Procurement and inbound logistics activities include planning, purchasing, inventory control, traffic, receiving, incoming inspection, and salvage operations. These functions not only entail finding the right suppliers, but also coordinating deliveries. Distributors manage inbound logistics for inventory replenishment and for purchased items needed in postponement operations. Retail locations also must manage inbound orders, including wide-ranging assortments of products, ensuring that they carry just enough inventory to avoid stockouts while avoiding the costs and inefficiencies associated with excess inventory. Suppliers often manage deliveries themselves, either by providing transportation to the organization or by using vendor-managed inventory. In other cases, inbound logistics professionals arrange a pickup at a supplier location or hire an LSP to do so. This will be value added either when inbound logistics can arrange shipment at a lower cost than the vendor or if it will leverage underutilized capacity, such as to create a loaded backhaul. All of these inbound material flows need to be coordinated to ensure that there are no capacity issues, such as a shipping dock bottleneck or no place to put inventory. Some companies use inbound to manufacturing services, also known as I2M, to help them source materials and components in the most cost-effective manner so that they can be responsive to their customers' variable manufacturing demands. Improving the control of the inbound supply of raw materials and components helps logistics reduce operational costs and use factory space more effectively. Intracompany orders and transfer orders. Logistics focuses on the movement and storage of inventory in the form of raw materials, work in process, finished products, and returns. Once shipments from suppliers are received by an organization, the logistics process adds value by moving the inventory when and where it is needed, positioning it for transformation to finished product for delivery to the end customer. These intracompany movements between manufacturing or assembly plants, warehouses, or retail stores are tracked through intracompany order management. Two types of orders can be placed, intracompany orders and transfer orders. An intracompany order or intracompany purchase order is a purchase slash sale or transfer of inventory between parties that are within the same legal entity, for example, the same division of a company, such as between regional DCs. Note that intra means within. There are no legal restrictions on how these transfers can be arranged by management, and there are no tax implications of such moves. On occasion, an internal customer order might be placed that requires products or components stored in a more distant regional DC, and this can be transferred to the closer DC and then forwarded to the customer. In another example, there might be a sales promotion in the western region of an organization in June, followed by the same promotion in July in the northern region. Unsold inventory from the first promotion could be shipped to the next region using an intracompany order. A transfer order, also called an intercompany order, where inter means between, is a purchase slash sale or transfer of inventory between related parties that are not part of the same legal entity, for example, different divisions of a company. Governments may regulate such transfers, and transfer pricing rules may apply if the transfer crosses international borders to ensure that taxation in each country is handled properly. It is important to also track any transportation, handling, tax, or insurance costs for these products. Such costs might be recouped from the end customer. Outbound logistics. Several ASCM supply chain dictionary definitions help to briefly describe outbound logistics and its scope. Outbound logistics. Every process that is involved in the shipping and holding of products after they are completed until they are received by the customer. Outbound consolidation. The gathering of a number of small shipments to a variety of customers into a larger load, which is then shipped to a point near the customers where it is broken down for delivery. Optimize outbound customer shipments. Analyzing the cost of maintaining inventory compared with the cost of transportation to find opportunities to improve total cost. Outbound logistics is a core logistics responsibility that does not usually fall under the control of another functional area, unlike inbound logistics, which may be controlled by procurement. For outbound logistics, sales and marketing are key internal stakeholders since they have an interest in ensuring their sales promises are fulfilled and customers are satisfied. Assuming logistics has control or at least strong influence over both inbound and outbound logistics, a key strategic goal is to ensure inbound and outbound flows share common goals of benefiting from supply chain expertise, including coordinated flows, leverage purchasing power, and total cost minimization.